Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 652 of your Overseas Connection podcast. Today is October 10th, 2021. I am one of your hosts today, Greg DeLacy, gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. And we are on the show every week, Sundays, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, and 3 p.m. if you happen to be out in the Central Time Zone. We are on Twitch. We are on YouTube. And joining me on the show today, first and foremost, Mark Wright, spinning the decks. Mark, happy Internet Day. The Internet back up and running.
Yeah. Sorry about last week. 2 minutes before we went live, just everything went off and didn't come back for about an hour and a half. So, I'm back online. Can I just say, losing the internet is worse than losing a limb. It's horrendous.
I can understand that. Yeah. Yes, I would agree. Also, Robin, commendable job to you. You ran a one-man show last week. We'll get into all of that. It was great. Thank you for that. I'm not going to introduce anybody in the background quite yet, Robin, because I want to talk about double chins, because we have double chins on the show today. First and foremost, we got Pete Chin. Pete.
Triple.
Yeah. I'm sorry I couldn't make it last week. I'm sorry. But I'm here. I'm back again.
All right. Well, back in the saddle. Great. And it's true. It's actually triple chins now that I really think about it. Yeah, also have Mike Antarachin on the podcast in the background visiting Robin in lovely Bellarmine, Ireland.
Hello there. We're coming live from Northern Ireland here. The weather's shite.
Potato!
Yeah.
Tara's here as well. Hi, Tara.
Hi.
So we're at Robin's house. Hi, Greg. Hi, Mark. Hi, bro.
Yes. For those of you not familiar with Mike Chin, veteran gamer extraordinaire.
And original host of his very own podcast.
Yes, once an original host, but we've had to fire him.
Yeah. Got sacked. Yeah.
Yeah, that we try not to talk about that anymore. That was a pretty tough situation. HR got involved. It got really dicey. But
you touched me where you touched me, Greg, to be fair.
You shouldn't have reported it. I'm just saying.
Show me up.
Yeah. All right, it's going to be a fun show. So, Mike, you are visiting. You're hanging out with Robin. Before we do that, we need to make sure we wish a very happy birthday to Tom Pater White. He turned 86 today. He will turn 86 tomorrow. Not quite yet. Almost today in your time zone. So, you know, it's close. Do we maybe have a song for him?
Oh, shit. Sorry. I was changing my song.
SWAT Heroes. Oh, Mark plays the songs. Hurry up, Mark. You don't get none of this in the game.
Oh, hey,
come
on. Ginger balls.
You look stressed, Mark.
I am, I'm spinning a lot of decks at the moment.
You're looking left, you're looking right, you're looking up, you're looking down.
He has too many monitors. He's got monitors left, right, up, down. It's crazy.
Yeah. I'm very impressed with Robin's setup, to be fair. It is pretty impressive.
He's still got 6 million screens?
Yeah, he's got four monitors, same panel. This room that I'm in, by the way, and I know Robin has spoke about this room many times, but this room is ridiculous. It is basically the dream. This is what every gamer wants. This just whole separate from the house, a museum of video games, pool table, everything you could ever want in this room is here. Robin is the dream. He is the American dream. He has it. Look at him. He's the American dream.
I've just sent a photograph of me, what I'm juggling at the moment for Mike, on WhatsApp, on the podcast show.
Nobody really cares, Mark.
Celebrating me, Mark. Yeah, we weren't talking about your problems. This room is a celebration of me. Ridiculous. This room is ridiculous. It's just a treat. And Greg, you've been in here.
I have been. I peed in the corner, for the record.
No, I'm not. Yeah. Smell you. I just knew the smell.
You know.
No, no. Well, the chins came, and we've had a great couple of days. Yeah. We've done the mini tour. We're in the story time here a bit, so it's tough titty. And we've done a more spread out tour, Greg.
Right.
So we went to Winterfell, and we went to Dark Hedges. There was a photograph taken at the same Beware of the Bull sign is exactly where you were.
Right.
We were thinking about you the whole way around.
And well, we was walking towards the rope bridge today, and I was like, wow, Greg DeLacy walked this very path.
Yeah.
It was wow. Hallowed
ground. Hallowed ground. Yes, indeed.
And we didn't feed you, you know, because we've had these guys, you know,
we have a beautiful
restaurant today. You didn't get that.
No.
And the fantastic ice creams today. Yeah. And again, we sat, the picture where it is, Greg, and we were in Fratelli's again in Galgorm Manor. And we sat at the table, the booth in front of where we are. And I choked up because we had that gay that night. And it was lovely. Walked around in our little robes around the spa together.
Yeah, and we saw two blokes just walking together in the spa.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't think this.
No.
But you do immediately think that they're
together.
Gay.
Together.
And then that pleases me that you and Greg walked around and people went, look at that. Good
they're
for
lovely.
You two.
Aren't they
it's going to be a really long show.
Right together, those two. dominant one.
He was, but you saying nothing more. Yeah, I know. So it's been a great couple of days. I think they've enjoyed Northern Ireland. We've got the added things here of Jasmine loving.
Yeah, so we've
Tara.
Yeah. Tara's in the background as well. She's here.
Yes. And the kids.
She's been drinking wine, but we've been looking after the kids. They've been running us around, been playing football with them today.
Yeah.
It's been good.
Great.
It's
been
good.
Been a great couple of days.
The longer that I spend here, the longer I realise how much Greg must hate me because of the way he was here. He was in a spa, he got treated, he got saw all these sights, the beautiful coast of Northern Ireland.
Got my wife pregnant.
Yeah, and then like
you're welcome.
London, and he just went to just utter chaos. Like, well, when he landed, right?
Yeah.
He rang me and said, "Yeah, I'm here at the airport." It's like, "Yeah, we'll be there in an hour, Greg." Right. This is London City Airport, so there's not even a roof on London City Airport. It's just a landing strip.
I drove 100 and something miles for this boy to pick him up at the airport.
Yeah, so it's yeah.
And Robin was on time. I must say also.
I'm so sorry for the mess that you came to in London compared to how you got treated here. This is just like I feel like I'm being treated like a royal here.
You see, Greg, you can kind of understand Mike's what went through about schedule, right?
Yeah. Right.
Moving on. Okay, all right, we've got 10 minutes here. Let's move on to the next thing.
What Greg had to go through was, Mike, where are we going next, Mike? And I'm like, I don't know. What am I? Some sort of whatever, I don't know. And then we went off, and me, Greg, and Pete fell asleep, I think.
I will say, in the grand scheme of touring, you know, there was a decided difference of how the tours played out. Both had their moments of absolute bliss and fun. I think the big differentiator between the two stays absolutely was the stay. The hotel versus Shea Tate. Let me just say, again, as you pointed out earlier, Mike, in a conversation off camera, if you could walk around the bed, you absolutely are already winning compared to what we experienced.
I did say to Greg, it's just a mattress in a room. And he was like, yeah, that's fine. But I don't think you actually comprehended that.
I really thought it was like, you know, it's a basic room. No, he was not kidding. It was a closet with a fucking mattress and then a all-in-one toilet and shower. And it was all-in-one. Like you sat and...
it's a wet room.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have to do in England, Robin.
Yes, right? Robin. You need to experience this. If nothing else, just take a tour of the hotel room.
I want to talk to Pete now, right? Pete, you and I grew up in the exact same house, the exact same area, like shitty schools and all that sort of stuff, right?
Yeah.
Northern Ireland is very much like the UK, but everything's just space. You've got space. All the houses are bigger.
Cars.
Everything's bigger. No mad like motorways or traffic. There's just nothing really here.
Oh, we were in a traffic jam yesterday. There was fucking four cars. It was fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, and all it is just Like, imagine England, Pete, but all the houses are actually, like, built how they should have been instead of just... There's a postage stamp of land here. Let's put four houses on it. That's what they do in England, right? Yeah. And then they charge, like, £200,000 for each one. Here, it's like, oh, there's that four, five-bedroom house.
Yeah, it's 20 quid.
It's like 90 grand, whatever.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah. And it's ridiculous. So... I'm going to be.
They have space.
Next week, Tara, is it next week? Yeah. Next week we're good.
So you have to come, mate.
Yeah. So Pete, definitely got to come.
I'll come over. That sounds good.
You can't move, Pete, because.
I can.
We're gonna have kids next year. You need to babysit them.
All right.
Well, Guinness World Record for how many chins you can have in a house at one time.
This might be the Guinness World Record right now for at least podcasting. I think so.
Tara, you need to come closer to the microphone.
Yes, and anything else you would like to add from the Robin Tate side of things? I see Big Damn Hero. What's this about, Robin?
I would like to say that I feel very spoiled being here, and thank you for being such a
host. Oh, it's been a pleasure.
That's sweet.
I'm very homesick seeing my brother Pete. I love you so much. I really am.
I love you too.
And, just a little bit.
It is
emotional. Don't get emotional. It's okay.
We're gonna see Titanic Museum tomorrow.
Yeah.
By pure coincidence, right?
Yeah.
The Northern Irish Snooker Open Tournament is in Northern Ireland.
No.
How did that happen?
What? I didn't know that. What?
You're such a geek.
So we had it on TV in the houses before we came out
about
an hour ago, and I said, look, Mike, why don't we just go? It's three quarters of an hour down the road. We'll just go and I'll get you in. And I seen it in his face. Although he didn't say, I seen it in his face.
Because,
maybe we could. So we're lucky we're here.
And for a snooker game, it looked exciting because the person on the third row was still awake. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's pretty good for snooker. So, we're going to Dublin tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then we're just chilling in Dublin. Yeah. So...
resting after the last couple of days.
Yeah, and then because we went to a spa last night, Tara's got another spa on Wednesday. Nice. So it's really difficult for Tara at the moment.
I don't know.
I can see that. It's been rough.
You deserve it.
Yeah, you'll be okay.
Yeah, it's been good. So it brought up this whole talk about, you know, the relationships that's all been brought up. And a serious point about video games and the friendships that we've got formed over the last 10 or 12 years, whatever it is now, and how that we've spent time together, you know, physically. And then Joshua, my son, who was working a shift today, came up to see Mike and Tara tonight. He came up, he's away again. He just came up for an hour because he starts early in the morning again. And he was showing us like a little documentary video that we had done. And the whole subject was relationships, online relationships, and that was lovely to see again, because we were talking about, this is EGX weekend, of course, and we normally, some of us or all of us would have been together, and there's a part of it, I'm in this little chatting a wee bit about Gary and friends and how wonderful. I mean, we were at the Carrick Read, the rope bridge today, Greg, and there was a guy from England, the sort of over enthusiastic security guard in the car park.
Well, I didn't. I'm from Derbyshire. It's like, oh yeah, Derby's not that far. And he went, no, Derbyshire, not Derby. I went, well, all right.
Oh, did he?
Oh,
joking?
Yeah.
You can't joke around about that stuff.
Jeez. This guy says, well, you know, where are you from? And I said, yeah, I'm here, and these are fucking tourists. And how did you meet? Video games. And he thought I was pissing about or joking. Yeah. And then, you know, that's why it's video games and these communities. So wonderful communities. Wonderful. So
mad. And I think, would you like another meetup or something? But I know, Greg, you can't come over because apparently, like, America's quite far. But, like maybe EGX next year or something we're going to do.
Oh, yeah.
We try and get back into
it. I mean, Big Brother House was kind of cool, man.
Yeah.
And I did just get the day pass.
Yeah. Cindy just.
My wife did pretty much just kick me out of the house.
Yeah.
to actually just say, hey, if you want to go. But I'd love to do like a PAX East or something.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll do that meet you halfway thing.
Yeah. So we can go to Boston and do something like that. But
Boston's a fun place.
Yeah. So just something where we do.
Yeah. I mean, EGX is open this year. It's a lot smaller than what it was. I think Dastardly Jabby and a few of the other guys are there. But maybe next year it'll be bigger again, because it's more like an indie show this time around. Right, but again, it wasn't really about that show. It was about getting together for the crack.
And I've still got all that video footage of that weekend, and I just can't bring to. I mean, the real reason is I can't bring myself to see Robin's naked body
again
on that footage.
You seen it last night?
Because his penis is so big.
It is
you just can't stop looking at it.
Honestly, when we was changing in the spa,
I tripped on it.
He dropped his keys, but it was just his penis with his piercing planned
before. Oh, let's not go anywhere near a cage. Don't you say cage, Pete? I'm gonna
Let's reel this back in.
We did have discussion actually. Do you remember, Tora, when we were talking about cock cages?
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Mike didn't know what one was. Do you remember?
Nobody knows what a cock cage is except for you, Pete. You're the only person, Pete. You're the only one.
Cage.
No,
being attacked.
And then Pete
shark.
Said cock cages, and I was like, what's a cock cage? And then they talked about it on the show, and it's a big debate.
Oh, I see. Yes.
The only cock cage I had any experience with prior to Pete's conversation was Robin's attempt to keep weasels out of the hen house.
Exactly. I like the fact that when I was around Pete's house, Pete was like, cock cage? You've never heard of a cock cage?
No.
And then I listened to the episode where you were all talking about cock cages, and everybody on the show was like, what are you talking about, Pete?
It's true.
Oh, dear.
It's because of all these shit programs he watches.
And the best part is, Pete was just so like, I'm just very aware and in touch with everything. Nobody has heard of a cock cage, Pete. Nobody, except for you.
That's fine. I'm happy to talk about things.
To be fair to your brother, we had a chat about you on this show.
Yeah.
I was saying that, we really fucking wind you up something shocking on the show, and, we kind of pick on you a bit. And I said, he told me to stop. And not to do it anymore.
Yeah.
So fair play to him.
He did say that, actually. Mike says, Pete, why? Because, off the show, I could pretty much stick up for myself with a lot of things. But, and Mike goes, why did you just take so much shit? And I'm just like, I don't know. I enjoy it. It's
fun. Craig, leave him alone.
Look. Okay. Here, look. Pete, we absolutely, you can handle yourself, and you do take care of yourself, and we stick up for yourself. But there are certain things, that are undeniable and cannot be untalked about, and Ginger is one of them. So let's just move on, okay?
Ginger cock cages and AIDS. It's just
Hey, real quick, shout out to Boomer in the chat.
So, Boomer, why don't you listen to a better show called The Veteran Gamers? Why?
Because that show is just filled with a bunch of cocks.
Yeah.
Literally.
Let loose. Just let loose.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so I wanted to mention one thing back to sort of reality. You mentioned what is Firefly, Big Damn Hero. So I'm a boring guy. I listen to audiobooks, and there's a whole new series out, a new Firefly series. And it is absolutely spectacular. It's really, really good. It's not our main fella. What do you call him?
R.C. Bray.
No, it's not him. It's another guy. But the characters are there. You can feel the characters. It's really, really good. And it's on that Audible, or some of the books are on the Audible free thing. So that's kind of groovy. So check that out.
Is that a calculator?
That's my big calculator. Yeah.
I have a mini version of that.
Mike only knows the nine numbers. He doesn't know what to do with the rest.
Right, he's spelling boobs. I already know.
Boobless.
Nice.
I knew he was gonna do that.
All right. We're moving on from Robin. We are gonna shift over to Pete. Pete. What's been going on in your life?
Right. I've been watching TV because Shellen Kira was in a car crash last week, and they've pretty much been resting a lot. Right. And we've been watching TV, and why not? So a couple of things that I've been watching. One of them was called Squid Game.
Yep, I've watched
Has anyone
that.
Seen this
yeah,
yet?
Yeah, I've watched it all. Let's talk. Let's talk.
It's so good.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Squid Game is about a whole bunch of people that have done something bad financially, whether it's like fraud, whether it's stealing money, whether it's using their family for like money, using their names as whatever as a deposit for something. But anyway, it's about all these people that are just just in ruin at the moment. They're just like thousands and thousands, some just steal it. Anyway, criminals. And they basically get kidnapped, taken to this place, and
it's an island,
they have to,
isn't it? Remote island.
They have to play these games. And the first game, I don't want to spoil it all, the first game is called Red Light, Green Light.
And we've been watching that, you know. Squid Game.
What do you reckon?
We're on the third episode, so you got to be careful.
Okay. I'm going nowhere further than the first
episode.
No
spoilers.
What do you reckon?
This is what I want to know, please. Do you watch the dubbed version or the subtitled version?
Subtitled.
Correct.
Come on, you should know us, Mike. We always watch stuff with subtitles for our entire life. Why am I going
to... Yeah, but it's only one sentence at a time, and it's got visual aids.
Yeah.
Yes,
and it's got AIDS.
It's
tough.
Another thing that me and Mike fight for. The first game, right? You got a bunch of people, and they've got to basically get from one side to the other. And when there's this doll on the end of on the other end of the room, and it turns round every so often, it says something. Try and find the audio, Mark. See
it says red light, green light.
Yeah.
In Korean. I've got the trailer playing. Just,
oh, my God. It's just that little, like, the little thing that she says. Anyway, they've got to try and reach the other side without that doll seeing them. And if she detects any movement, they get shot with machine guns. So it's like Hunger Games. It's absolutely awesome. It's unreal, man.
It's, like
it's just
the
so
Hunger
well
Games
made.
Games and Saw.
It's
like puzzles and child's games. And if you don't succeed, you get eliminated, literally.
you do. And it's so good. There's twists. I think the plot's great. The whole concept of it, I like the acting. There's a lot of stabbing in the back, a lot of deceitfulness. It's so, and it goes into the characters really well, going into their past and stuff. It explains the story pretty good. Yeah, man. Yeah, we were just hooked. It's just...
It's people's all right,
and this is on Netflix, correct?
Out, yeah, Netflix. Yeah.
Netflix? Yeah, all right, Netflix, okay. Man. Squid Games.
It's badass. Another badass program I've been watching is Married at First Sight.
Oh, my God.
But it's in Australia now. I've watched the UK one. That's finished. I can see everybody like either switching off or Greg's burying his head in his hands.
I caught my wife watching this the other day.
What? It's better than doing that than something else. It's brilliant. It's Married at First Sight Australia. I love all the drama. Tara would probably love it because she loves Terry as well, and I like watching Terry. I've also watched the new season of Love on the Spectrum. So this is people with autism, and they go on like a dating. It's like a dating program. So it's a bit like First Dates, if you've ever seen that. And Love on the Spectrum is about people with autism meeting other people with autism and how they get together and date and blah, blah, blah. So that's pretty cool. I watched a film called Guilty with Jake Gyllenhaal. He's a demoted detective who's...
You never go out?
I can't at the minute because the girls have been bad. It's been quite a quiet time at home, like, you know, on a night.
Now, for the American audience, real quickly, the girls actually have not been bad. They are just a little sore from the car accident, and so they're resting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're rested. I'll mention the car shit in a minute. But we watched this film called Guilty, and yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal, he's a demoted detective, and he's working at the call center on the phone lines, emergency phone lines for the police.
It looks good.
It is good. It's got a nice twist to it. I don't think it's like...
So you didn't believe her at first, did you, or something?
No. She basically phones through to Jake Gyllenhaal and said that she's been kidnapped, and he's trying to handle that call as well as handle his naughty boss who keeps on telling him off for various things. And it's quite good. It's like, do you remember that film, Phone Booth?
Yeah.
With Colin Farrell, where it was like very much isolated to one part. That's pretty much like that movie. It's isolated to one part of the world. It's just him in his little call center, and it's probably didn't cost that much to make, but it's really, really good. So anyway, I've done that. I suppose the only other thing then is the car. Yeah. So the girls was in a car accident last week. My car's written off. Kira got cut out and had to get to emergency services, and they're okay. There's nothing serious. They just got muscular like injuries, and Shell's going to have to take another week off work. I don't think she's got worse, actually, as time's gone on. Kira's getting better. I'm on the hunt for a car. Plus, I've been sorting out, the claim and all that jazz. I didn't realise there was so much involved with all that. Got to try and get a physio. And so it's just been one of those weeks. It's been nice and relaxed in some ways, but in others, it's just like stupid phone calls. Beef. I put beef on my story as well. I've got one more story. I think I've said, have I told everyone that I've got a dog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Domino.
So he's on a strict diet because he's a bulldog, and apparently you're supposed to put him on a strict diet. And Shell heard from the vet that beef is good for bulldogs. Bulldog puppies. So she decides to get some beef, and I'm like, I don't think we should do this. And apparently they can eat it raw and they can eat it cooked. It doesn't really matter, whatever way around. And I was like, it just don't ring true to me. I don't like the idea of it. Anyway, Shell got him some beef, cooked the beef, he had it, and then the next morning it was like nuclear fallout downstairs. He threw up everywhere, shit everywhere. He ran the shit around everywhere. He wiped all the shit up the walls, the skirting board, fucking everywhere, man. And then all he greets us with, as we come downstairs and see it all and smell all of it, is he just threw up again. And oh my God, it was. So we got up. We've been getting up a lot of the times. I mean, I got up at 4 o'clock this morning, which worked out well because the Tyson Fury fight was around that time anyway. But we got up at 5 o'clock, I think it was, or half four for this incident. And by the time I had to leave for work, I felt like I'd done a day's work, man. It was just, it was horrific. So anyway, beef, don't give it puppies. That's me, I think. I'm glad to be back on the show. I'm sorry I missed last week.
No, do not apologize. We're just happy that Shell and the girl, your daughter are okay. And, that's the most important thing. So not a worry at all.
Thanks.
Watch the rerun of the chat or the fight chat. This afternoon there. Holy crap.
Yeah,
that means brilliant. Just saying that, like that right punch, like took that other man off his feet.
Yeah,
one friggin' punch. It's like, wow. And you mean Tyson Fury is just this big fat belly.
He won't even shake his hand at the end, would he?
No, he wouldn't. No, he just says, I don't want to. I basically don't want to be a sportsman with touch gloves with you and say that I even respect you because I don't.
Said this, did he?
No, Tyson would never say that.
No, Wilder.
Deontay Wilder said that. Yeah, he pretty much just spat his dummy out the pram. But Tyson just went, okay, all right, well, thank you, and then just walked off. Yes. He would never do that. He's such a humble guy, and he's Tyson Fury. Well done. He's represented his represented his country well, and what a fighter, man. Jeez, amazing. Lord has watched the fight, apparently, and feeling a bit tired. I'm exactly the same, because I was I was up early with the dog, and then me and Kira ended up watching it, and yeah, he was good.
All right. Mark, I think that means you are up next.
Yeah, I was going to talk about Squid Game as well, but Pete's covered it all, really. But yeah, fantastic series. So if you've not watched it and you've got Netflix, it's a good watch. Everyone's talking about it. It's everywhere at the moment, everywhere you look. It's been replicated in Fortnite, in Roblox and everything.
Roblox, so, yeah. Sorry, Mark.
No, no, it's all right. What I will say is I'm jealous that you watched the original audio with subtitles because my wife will not read subtitles. So I had to watch the English dub version and the English dubbed acting is fucking terrible. But yeah, but it was still good. Still good. So yeah. The other thing happened for me this week, apart from me getting my internet back, I got a new monitor this week. So I saw this monitor on sale in Currys. It was reduced to £199.99, £200 for a 4K BenQ 28-inch monitor. So I've snapped that up. I've got it sat in front of me now. So I've got a nice. So I've got two 4K monitors now. So the PS5 and the Xbox have got their own monitors. So it's nice and easy. No swapping around. But yeah, cool. Nice and cool. So yeah, slowly getting bigger and bigger of the screens, and I'm running out of desk space already. I might have to get a bigger man cave.
Move to Ireland.
I'll move in with Robin. But yeah, that's about it for me this week.
All right. Well, that leaves me, I guess. So last week really was, I mean, I was in Florida. We left on Thursday morning, flew out to Florida. That was a bit of an experience only because for my son to travel, because he won't, with his disability, he doesn't understand the concept of having to wear a mask. And because our airlines right now require wearing a mask, you have to get a medical clearance. And then the airline on top of the medical clearance said they also want him to get a COVID test for both legs. So we had to find a place to get a COVID test.
How do you test your leg?
Yeah, you just rub a little swab on it. That's good. No. So he had to get his COVID test going out and then coming back. So we know without a shadow of a doubt, Colin does not have COVID. So we get out to Florida. We it was a pretty cool hotel. It was like centrally located right between Universal Studios and Disney World. And so it was about a 15, 20 minute drive in either direction to get to them. And so we did a very unique thing. We did not rent a car at all. Instead, we took Uber from the airport to the hotel and then Uber for all of our trips to the resort. It worked out fantastic. Never had to deal with parking issues. The Uber trip itself was about 15, 20 bucks one way, depending upon. Good. Yeah. And so it was perfect. The only time it wasn't necessarily a perfect win was we realized we needed to go shopping. And Cindy, I love her to death, had the brilliant idea that we could lug all of our groceries back ourselves because we weren't there for long. We were probably doing dinners out, so we weren't going to need that much groceries. Well, about $330 later, we had finished our grocery shopping trip and realized we just were not getting these in. And so we had to call an Uber to get us back from there. So Disney versus Universal was a very interesting thing. I'd never been to Universal Studios before. Robin, I know you have been there before. And Mike as well.
Yeah.
I think the prevailing idea, Universal is a better amusement park. The rides are better. Also the duration of the rides. It was weird because a lot of the Disney stuff really was over quickly, and we noticed the Universal rides just felt longer.
Did you go on the Velocicoaster?
I did. I went on Hulk and I went on Velocicoaster. Hulk is awesome. Velocicoaster kicks its ass. Holy crap. That roller coaster is insane. So you get shot out 0 to 60 from the get-go. You go right into a double helix loop and you go through another couple twists and turns and another corkscrew. And then it takes you into another tunnel and it shoots you even faster. You get up to 120 miles an hour. And you go into another crazy series of loops and turns. And at one point, you are inverted right above the water. the water's probably about 15 feet away from your head as you're cruising around. It is just insane, awesome. And one thing that Universal does that's really cool for those people that have kids that maybe are like, you know, it's hard for us to get on roller coasters because somebody has to stay and watch our child. They do a thing called child swap. So they allow the parents to get up into the roller coaster and one person stays behind and watches the child. And then when they get off the coaster, they come in and you just swap spots and the other person can get on the coaster and you're not waiting in line terribly long.
Yeah, the loading bay thing.
I'd only be on that if I had a child, and then I could swap it with a random child just to kind of play child lottery.
Well, that was the other thought. It was maybe
it
just
launches you. It doesn't climb. It just launches you at full speed already.
Yes.
Wow.
I've got it
on screen.
It's nuts.
I don't do roller coasters.
Hulk is classed. Hulk spits you out of the big tube.
I went on Hulk.
Does spit you out of the big tube. And Hulk was impressive. Don't get me wrong. But Velocicoaster just took it to another level.
Have you never been on Rita, the Queen of Speed, Mark, in Ulster Towers?
I don't do roller coasters at all.
Oh, well, that does that as well. It's called Rita, like the heights. Queen of Speed.
Yeah.
And that goes to like 0 to 18 stupid like seconds. Yeah, great.
When I met Jenny back in, 1988, we went I can't remember where it went out, and she dragged me on a Big Dipper. And I've never been so terrified in my fucking life. I've never been on one since. And she was 6 months pregnant as well with Danny. I don't do roller coasters.
Yeah.
Don't like them.
Well, so the last thing I will say about my trip out there, we really did have a lot of fun, but there was after Monday, it was a very rough moment for our son. And that's just because of heat and humidity. So one of the things you don't realize that, you know, and this is the science corner, you know, your body produces perspiration and that's a cooling mechanism, right? So as the perspiration evaporates, it's supposed to help cool your body. Well, when the humidity reaches a certain level, your perspiration actually cannot evaporate because there's so much moisture in the air. It actually just creates a layer on your body, and that in turn creates a layer that keeps the heat in. And so even though we were giving Colin lots of water and we even were thinking ahead of time, we were like, well, we'll give him Powerade and kind of Gatorade type drinks as well to give like electrolytes. Unfortunately, he ended up getting a little bit of heat stroke. And so we ended up canceling our last day, which was going to be Hollywood Studios, which is where Star Wars was at. So we had to kind of cancel that and just give him a rest day because he just was not handling the heat at all. That was the downside part of the trip. But overall, it was a fun trip. On the way back, I did watch the movie Black Widow. And exactly. That was
all night, and I got about halfway through. I'm going to bed. It's not worth staying up for.
I watched it only because it was on the plane, but I'm happy I never actually went and paid to see this movie. It was a movie that felt like it was servicing to a cause as opposed to part of the Marvel universe in reality. So very disappointed with the movie, but
Charlie did walk in the other night and said, "Oh, I thought you'd seen this because they did go to the cinema to see it." And I said, no, I didn't. I didn't, son. He says, "Oh yeah, the blonde girl's fit." I've heard that from him. So yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, hey, if you are joining us, I saw a question in the chat. Overseas Connection OC. That is the Overseas Connection podcast. That's who we are. Now let's talk some video games because that's what we do actually love. All right, Pete, this is where we talk about all the games that we get for free that we pay for through all the different services.
All right. So,
let's crack on with it.
Okay, games with gold then. October 21. Aero, is that?
Yeah, and it's a cracking game.
Yep.
Is it? Okay.
Quite a good game.
So that's available from October the 1st to the 31st. Hover, that's available from the 16th of October to November the 15th. Castlevania Harmony of Despair, and that's available from the 1st to the 15th of October. Resident Evil Code Veronica X, and that's available from the 16th of October to the 31st. PlayStation Plus for the month of October. Hell Let Loose, Mortal Kombat X, and PGA Tour 2021.
Hell Let Loose, by the way, this is a World War II shooter.
Okay.
I've heard a lot of people have really mixed feelings about it because on the surface, not great, but a lot of people say like the teamwork involved with this game really it becomes pretty immersive.
I've never heard of it before. Is it a multi-platform game or is it just?
No, it is. It is a multi-platform game.
Yeah. It's free on PS Plus, so I've downloaded it, but I've not tried it yet. But my nephew likes it.
Says
it's good. It's a good shooter.
I might download it now. I've finished Ratchet and Clank. I might give it a go. Anyway, I'll continue. Twitch Prime Games, Song of Horror Complete Edition, Red Wings, Aces of the Sky, Wallace and Gromit's Grand Adventures. Mike, you used to love Wallace and Gromit. Blue Fire, Tiny Robots Recharged, Whiskey and Zombies, The Great Southern Zombie Escape, Secret Files 3, Star Wars Squadrons, Alien Isolation, and Ghost Runner. And then for all of you millions on Stadia Pro, DreamWorks Spirit Look is Big Adventure, yeah. Controlled Ultimate Edition, yeah. Hello Engineer, yeah. What is that? Oh dear.
Read it.
No, I don't even like that word. Mike, carry on with the list. What?
I wrote the next one. Read that one.
Okay. Unto the end of my cock.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Bash? Why would you not say Bash?
Yeah. To the end of my cock.
Bash. Robin's put the big C word in front of it. Anyway.
My cock is... It's a very short game.
Does it involve cages?
But the achievements are quite rewarding at the end.
This is why you don't know about cock cages, because you're uneducatedly like altering all of the show notes every single week and not thinking about the real things in the world, like cock cages.
Anyway. Nobody should really be thinking about a cock cage beat. I'm just saying.
It was just on a podcast. I had to research it then afterwards. So Epic Game Store, Europa Universalis 4, and that's available until October the 7th, and PC Building Simulator, which is available from the October the 7th to the 14th. And that's pretty much all of your freebies for this month.
Awesome. Thank you, Pete.
All right.
Well, let's talk about what we've been playing. I'll go quick because it's a relatively short list for me. I did get a little bit of time with Phoenix Point on console. So this previously was a PC game. It just released out this past week for console. I love this game. This is from the original XCOM makers. So it is a turn-based tactical squad-based game. It looks like they've done a good job of translating this onto console. Very similar to how XCOM and XCOM 2 came to console. They have kind of that nice, controller. They figured out how to make the controller work. So there we go. That's me. Phoenix Point. It is on Game Pass, so you can download it and play for free. Or free because you paid for it, I guess, is really what it boils down to. But if you like XCOM, this is a game to check out for sure. All right, Robin.
Yeah, well, I was away this week with work, so gaming was limited. But this morning I was out there with my VR before everybody came up in the house, and I was nice. In bed. I had the it on the Beat Saber and to get warmed up, and then straight into the Fit XLR. I just love it, man. I was there for about three quarters of an hour this morning, like a soggy rag as I came off it.
How much weight have you lost now, Robin? Because you've lost quite a lot of weight by the look of you the other week.
Still a lot to go. Yeah. Just over a stone now. I got to that point, where you level out a wee bit.
Yeah, and it's a struggle to lose stuff.
But I'm about to break that 14 stone. I was like 14 stone
0.1 pounds.
Yeah. I know you stopped drinking in the week. Have you reduced eating stuff, or have you just kept that up?
More sensibly, and I mean, we have a little treat at night time. So I have a half a crunchy, like a small crunchy, and just some protein from my cock. That sort of helps that as well.
Real quickly, you made me remember one part of the story that I forgot to tell, which is so for my Florida time, drinking, we just talked about stopping drinking. Oh. So we had one day left in Florida, and we were down to – we had a couple cocktails because we had a kitchenette in our suite. Uh-huh. And so we had about, I think, four drinks left between the two of us. And Cindy was like, you know what? I'm going to go to the store, get some things, and I'll pick up a couple extra. So she comes back from the store. She picked up two little travel bottles of tequila to add and rum to add to the – we had these pre-made daiquiris that were in little pouches. They were a little on the weak side, so she bought two bottles for those. We had a couple Mike's Hard Lemonades in our air fridge. She bought an 8-pack of Mike's Hard Lemonades to add to that. So these are 16-ounce cans, very similar to this. Of basically vodka-based, lemonade-flavored drinks. Then she bought a full bottle of pre-made margarita.
Yeehaw, I love this girl.
And I just looked at her and I'm like, when the hell do you think we're drinking all of this? It was already 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, it was funny. We were talking about all went to the wind this weekend. So this morning I really worked out hard because we were out for a beautiful lunch today. And I said that I had a sensible sirloin steak with some vegetables on the side. Then we had a big ice cream afterwards. But last night I had started off with a lovely mojito, as you do, and then a Long Island iced tea. And then we were in the hot tub and we had daiquiris in a flower pot, fucking weird thing. But yeah, we kind of blew it out this weekend. But nice. So the expo, a day or two for that to work through the system. But I hope to break that 14 stone mark this week, definitely. But I want to get to 13 or very, very close to 13 stone.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Good deal. All right. Cool. Anything else?
I'm a bit itchy. I'm not sure.
Fair enough.
Right on, between the sack and the back sort of thing, there's a wee itchy bit just there, and I'm not quite sure.
The gooch.
A little bit of cream. A little bit of cream.
Can I show her on video now? Maybe we can do like group this together.
Maybe
some people know what it is.
Moving on. Pete, what have you been playing, Pete?
Can I have a quick look?
Look at smell. Oh, God.
That looks bad. That looks really bad.
Oh, disturbed. All right, Pete, please, what have you been playing? Well,
I put my wedding ring back on today again, which means I'm officially married. So, yeah, I haven't had my wedding ring on in about a year or so because I couldn't get it on. So, but I also kind of thought that maybe, putting the wedding ring on, might, attract the women, because having it off definitely doesn't attract the women. So, it's all real.
All right. Honestly, Pete, what have you been playing?
Okay.
Well, save us.
Do you know what? I've been playing quite a lot over the past couple of weeks. I'll start off with Maneater.
It's a great game.
I've played this game.
Yeah. I 100% of this game. Yeah. Loved this game.
Brilliant. Oh, did you? I didn't get that far. I didn't get that far. How long did that take you to do? I bet that must have took a while.
It took a little while. I mean, there's... there's a lot of collectible things within that world that you have to find. But I really enjoyed Maneater. I think it just came out at a time where it was just perfect for me. It was like a change of pace. It was just fun, different. You couldn't take yourself serious with it.
I only played it based on I think it was you and Mark just talking about this game. And you're basically playing a shark, a female bull shark, and she was you're taking a revenge on what's his name? Something Pete.
Scaly Pete.
He caught a shark who was pregnant, and I think, am I getting this right? It was pregnant, and he cut the baby one out, which was and disfigured her, and that's the character that you play. So you're a little puppy shark, bull shark, and You basically eat stuff and chomp your way through the different parts of the world that you're in. It's quite open world, even though it's controlled, isn't it, really, to a degree with how much XP or power that
depending
you've got.
How big you are, you can open different gates.
Where you are in your little stage. So you start off as a pup, and you have to develop on through to is it a mega shark? There's Elder, and then there's a mega one, isn't there? Okay, anyway, so you just do all, it's almost like Grand Theft Auto, isn't it, but you're a shark. You could just eat what you want. You can eat people. You can eat fish. You can eat boats. You can just go for whatever you want, can't you? But there's other things, like there's license plates that are dotted around that are quite awkward to get to. There's various tasks that you have to complete just to gain, in order to gain XP to grow to grow different or to upgrade various parts of your body, like your tail, your fin, your teeth, and blah blah blah, and you start to get stronger and stronger as time goes on. And I beat this game in 16 hours. I really enjoyed it. I don't think it was enjoyable enough to carry on and go and 100% it. Maybe because that was just, I've got so much I need to play. I've got so many games I want to play that I just thought.
Peter, didn't you start this early in the morning and you finished it that day?
No, I realized that. No, I played 4 hours, 4 hours one day, 4 hours another. I forgot about them. My whole life's been a blur the past few weeks since we've got this dog. And so I played 4 hours one day, 4 hours another, and then I played 8 hours when I was off work because I've been working weekends. So I've been off when I'm off during the week. Yeah, I played 8 or 9 hours during the week, and I completed it pretty much in that day. So it didn't take long. It's quite a bit of a grind, but Scaly Pete's a great addition to the whole story. There's a whole different dialogue going on in there about him and how he's getting on with his life and the relationship between you two and how you connect towards the end. And yeah, that's quite something. I thought the story was good, and you can carry on playing it. There's not like it's a dead end. It's not like you end the game and you can't go on any further. You can you can go back to it and finish all the bits and bobs.
When you're a pup, there's predators out there who will eat you, but when you get to the mega shark, you're not scared of nothing. You just eat everything. No.
Yeah. And the crocodiles were a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
For a long time, it felt. And, they were alligators, weren't they? And they were in pretty much the swamp and the first area that you start off. So it felt like you were always like running away from the town bully. Everywhere you was always on edge, and it was quite hard to begin with. But once you built up that XP and you followed the story and you did all the side missions and you started to gain that, you felt like you got powerful very quickly after a certain point, and you could just keep on going then. So I've enjoyed that, Manita. I don't think I'll go back to it. I uninstalled it anyway, but great game, worth playing on through Xbox Game Pass. I've been playing some Roblox. We were talking about Squid Game earlier. Squid Game has appeared on Roblox, and the red light, green light game is on there. And do you know what? I watched Squid Game, and then the next day, after watching the first couple of episodes, I was in the car with my son, and he said, "Dad, what's the hardest game that you can play?" And I said, "Oh, the hardest game, it'd have to be Hunger Games, I think, because I know he's heard of Hunger Games. But I never thought he'd heard of Squid Game." But he turned around and he went, "No, Dad, it's Squid Game." So, and I was like, "How has he heard of this? I hope he's not seen any of it, because it's pretty nasty, some of it." And he was on about that it's already in Roblox. Red light, green light's there. And lo and behold, we got back to mine, and he showed me it was there, red light, green light. They'd already staged the first episode pretty much on Roblox. It's not nasty at all. And he's got all this insight into this Squid Game without even watching any of it. It's quite disturbing, really. But anyway, over the Halo Infinite weekend, I played, I think it was a total of 2 or 3 games, Greg. I'll give it a go.
Okay.
It took me longer to work out how to download everything and join all of the different things and to get the demo. which is about 18 gig or something like that. And
I'm sorry,
but as soon as I loaded it up, right, I just thought I'm gonna go in open-minded, but it's just same old Halo. It didn't give me anything different. There was Capture the Flag games, there were other different type of games anyway, but it's just that it was a big map. It felt like all of the battle was going on in one certain area, and you just go to certain parts at the start of the map, which boosts you over like a big booster, like an air jet that sends you into where the war zone is, and you don't last very long in survival. And it just felt, I don't know, it just didn't blow me away. I was just like,
you're just not a Halo guy.
It's the same old Halo. I mean, you could see that
it's not the same old Halo. It's not really. It really isn't. But I will concede if you are not if you're more of like a modern combat Call of Duty person, you have your crappy game this year.
No. I do like Call of Duty and online multiplayer games or battle games. I love Gears of War. There always seems to be a big difference whenever they release a new game as far as Gears of War go, and there's always a big difference to whether it's good or bad. There's always something like significantly changing innovation on their multiplayer. Yeah, there's just something that comes up, whether it's fortification, playing as the bad guys, or having a chest with different different things that you have to earn money with and create your own base and build. Halo doesn't do that. It's just same old respawn.
There's so many game options and the way you can play Halo. It's fucking ridiculous. Don't talk a load of shit. Fucking unbelievable.
I don't like it. I just
don't talk away.
It's okay. It's okay for you not to like it.
So I tried it.
He's got the aim down sight stack more accurate. It's fucking brilliant. Jesus Christ. I'm going to fucking whack it.
Do you know the only thing I know? Do you know the only thing that I noticed, which was really, really silly, that, you know, when you run, there's like wind that passes by, you know, and even that looks shit. Just like these little lines, and he just breathes a little bit deeper, and I was just like, oh, fuck this shit. So I played three games, and I was done. Sorry. So Halo, it might be a great game, but it's not for me.
Fair enough.
Moving on. I haven't put it on my list on the show notes, but I played Ratchet and Clank and I completed that, so that's all done now. Brilliant game. I've borrowed it one of my friends at work. Hopefully he doesn't keep it for as long as Robin's had Last of Us 2. But it's a great game. It probably takes about 25 to 30 hours to complete, and there's probably plenty more that you can do after you complete the game as well. Really, really good. You feel like you're playing a cartoon movie. It's ace. One more game I played, because I played quite a few, is Resident Evil Biohazard. And am I right in saying this is the seventh?
Yeah, seventh
one.
Yeah, I've played. I'm halfway through this, and I've not gone back to it yet. I need to go back to it.
It's your horror-esque.
Right, okay. So I'm a big Robin's got that game. The whole premise, I think, of this game is basically your girlfriend gets kidnapped by her parents, a psycho parents or psycho brother anyway, end up going back to a childhood home. You go to the childhood home and you're pretty much locked in it. And there's all these wonderful puzzles and dark areas of like dark basements and scary shit that you have to work yourself through. And various puzzles like objects that you need to put into the light and turn and to match it up against an existing oil painting. And anyway, there's all these different things that go on. So, yeah, they are. Yeah, it goes back to it. I mean, I'm a big Resident Evil fan. Not played them all, but I'm a big fan of the older ones. And Resident Evil 2 was very similar, where you had that like big, large house that you had to work your way through. So it reminded me of Resident Evil 2. There was this big huge house that you had to work your way through, and I didn't find it that scary. I didn't find it as scary. I don't normally jump to things that much, and I didn't find it as scary as number 2 when I played that all those years ago. But there's some great puzzles. There's some things that, like, you know, that
is that the one that scared me? Is that the one that frightened me? The girl up the stair coming the stairs that comes with a, actually with a knife and stuff. Is that?
Yeah, that's the one.
Holy
yeah.
crap! How did you play that?
I've really enjoyed it so far. I've really enjoyed it. The one thing that was really, really like, oh, kept me on edge is the guy that chases you around with is it got an axe? The dad yeah. of the family. Oh my God, man, he just doesn't give up, does he? And he's legging you around the house. He keeps you on your toes, that guy. But I've escaped the house now. I've got outside. There's a camper van, and then I've got to the other house.
That's as far as I've got to.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. So I've solved that. I've pretty much done all of that. There's another area where there's a gate with an electronic key thing, and it needs key cards. I've found the blue one. I've not found the red one. So I feel like I've done quite a lot of the game. I'm really pleased with it. It doesn't give me the jump fact, like the jump scares that number two did all those years ago on the PS2.
Atmosphere, hasn't it?
It's really, really good. I mean, the sound's great. I mean, if you've got your earphones in, it's brilliant. You know, they've really done the sound well. I just don't like that. You know, when you're playing these like old rickety, I can imagine them like these old rickety, like derelict American houses where if people are walking around upstairs, you can hear a pin drop and you can hear like a very acute sound. Yeah. And it gives you that vibe. Even in
I've been very tempted by this game. I mean, it got lots of praise. So,
yeah.
I'm typically not a horror guy, but this is one.
I don't think it's that bad.
If you get past where I did, wow.
The girl who chases you around in the loft when you get to the attic. I get it. I understand where it probably makes you jump, but it just does. I don't mind horror movies. I've always watched them and I've really enjoyed them. I've enjoyed it. I don't think it's as great as number two back then, but I mean, obviously graphically and how the game works now, it's just like 100 times better. But I don't know. It feels like, well, it's a whole different story, I suppose. I was just expecting something more open world like Resident Evil 2, and it was very condensed. But I think it's a fantastic game, and it's part of Xbox Game Pass. So, I think I'll finish that off. And I've downloaded Marvel Avengers 2.
I was tempted to download that, and then I realized I need to clean up my hard drive a little bit.
It's
because
a big game.
64 gigabytes.
Holy smokes. Huge game. Yeah, I had to delete a couple of games, including Halo Infinite, whatever it was. And I'm gonna play Marvel, I think, next. Don't say that word. Tara's in the room.
I whispered.
Marvel. I'm so glad that that's on Game Pass. I played this with Josh. Played the 30 minute demo game in EDX a couple of years ago. So I'm really looking forward to playing this game. I'm so happy with that service.
I think Joshua played it and enjoyed it. I think he probably doesn't remember that he played it. It's funny when you talk about horror movies. I came across horror movies the other night there. Called the Leprechaun movies, and I never realized there were so many Leprechaun horror movies.
What's that?
Potato!
It's not about their lucky charms, let me tell you. It's about little nasty leprechauns, and that's not what they're meant to be. So, yeah, just I can't watch horror movies now because fear of leprechauns in them.
Yeah, the Leprechaun horror movies were pretty infamous, famous, whatever you want to call it, back in the late 90s. I think that's when they kind of started to emerge.
I've never heard of it.
It's weird because the leprechaun obviously is the killer, is the baddie of the movie, and he's protecting his gold, so to speak. I think that's the basic premise of it.
Right.
Just fitting all those stereotypes, but he protects his gold by killing you.
Mm.
Yeah.
So yeah, as far as video games go, I've got my mojo back and I'm enjoying what I'm, all the games I'm playing at the minute. I'm looking forward to Horizon Forbidden West coming out. I think I'm going to get that on the PS5.
What is that, January, February, somewhere in there?
Somewhere early next year, I think. I'm looking forward to that. It looks great. So I'm glad I've got that gaming mojo back.
We are glad you have that gaming mojo back as well. Speaking of gaming mojo, Mark, you had some gaming mojo going on. Let's talk about whatever direction you want to go with this.
Right, so I'll start with an oldish game, which I've raved about in the past. It was my game of the year a couple of years ago. I've been listening to the Joysticks and Chill podcast, and they've just started playing this for the first time. So welcome to 2019, guys. Ghost Recon Breakpoint, and they've been talking about it, and it got me sort of like nostalgic for the game I love playing. So I revisited it, and it works great on the Series X. There's no faltering on at all, no lag or anything. And it looks fantastic, because it did on the 1X. But I've finished all the Season 3. Well, you got like three sort of like seasons on the main game. I've done all the Series 3 now. So, yeah, I've completely finished the game. But there's still shitloads of areas on the map I've not even been to. Just a huge world to play around
in. It is a massive game.
Yeah. Just great gameplay. The gunplay, the enemies. It's just an amazing game, and I love it. So I've been getting back into that. So I've put a few hours in that past couple of weeks. But the main games I've been playing. I've been playing a PS5 timed exclusive, which is Deathloop, made by Bethesda. Bethesda honoured the timed exclusive with Sony, and it's also on PC, I believe. Deathloop. Right. So. Hard to explain. So this game is a first-person shooter type game with a 24-hour time loop. So you have a morning, a noon, an afternoon, and an evening, and then the loop sort of like ends and you start all over again. And you lose everything what you've got, and it starts completely from scratch. So you believe, but as the game progresses. You can absorb this called residuum, and you can infuse your weapons and add-ons and upgrades, and then you can keep them for when you re-loop again. So in effect, over time, you can build up an arsenal, and that's where I'm getting to now. So when I first started playing this game, it's very overwhelming, very confusing, not too easy, but not too difficult. It's doable. And first couple hours, I'm thinking, what the fuck is this? I went halves with this, by the way, with my cousin, nephew James. He wanted to buy it, so we went halves on it. Don't regret one bit, because this is all I've played for the last 2 weeks solid. I've not even touched Spider-Man. It's just been this. I'm absolutely hooked on it. Now I'm established. I've got a nice variety of weapons and upgrades for weapons. You've also got abilities, what you get. So to get the abilities, there's 8 visionaries in this game, which are the bosses, and as you kill one, you get their ability called slabs. So there's one which is called shift, which is like, it's made by the guys who did Dishonored. So you know Blink in Dishonored, where you can just like shift to another area? Well, that's what shift is. Shift is basically Blink. There's one where you can cause enemies to fly in the air called Carnesis. There's one which you can go invisible with. There's a few others, but my favorite at the moment is Nexus. What Nexus does is you fire it at an enemy, and then it will link up to other enemies with like this beam of light what only you can see. And if you kill one guy, they all die. So whatever damage you inflict on one guy, they all get. So if you headshot one guy and there's 4 of them linked together, all 4 just drop to the floor. And it's so satisfying, and it makes the game a lot easier when you've got a group of enemies, because your health goes down rapidly as you get shot. You get, as part of the game, on your first loop, it's like an introduction to the game. So you automatically get this ability called... I can't remember what it's called. But it allows you to have 3 lives, basically, per loop. If you die, you sort of like rewind a bit, and you can go up to your body and reabsorb the residuum what you've left behind. A bit like Dark Souls, with it getting the souls where you died, and you sort of like rebirth at the fireplace. But you can do that 3 times. If you die on the 3rd time, that is it. Loop over, starts a new day. Anything you collected is gone. no matter what, because you can't infuse it because you haven't finished a level. You can only infuse things when you finish a level. The aim of a game is to escape the loop, and to escape the loop, you have to kill all 8 visionaries in one loop, which is harder than it sounds, because when you first start the game, you don't know where they are, how to get to them or anything. So you have to replay the loops over and over again, finding clues, and it unlocks and unravels a mystery and links it all together. And it's all documented on the notes section. And it's very clever how it does it. So I'm quite far in now. I've got to a point now where I've got 3 visionaries in one time zone, in one loop. So I can take 3 out in one go. So I've just done that today. So that leaves another 5.
Why would you take them out? Do you take them out for a meal or a coffee?
They won't have shellfish. Put it that way, Robin. No crabs or mussels for me.
Every time I eat now and I have seafood, I have to take a photograph. I was telling Mike last night, I was in the restaurant, hold on, I have to take this photograph of this fish and send it off.
It's so addictive. It's so frustrating as well, because when you die 3 times and... So this is another Dark Souls influence. You can get invaded, right?
Happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Not by Mike at the rear end, but you can get invaded. And what happens is there's another character, the other main character called Julianne, and you can get invaded by a real player, or you can turn that off and get an AI player. So I've chickened out and I've got an AI player, because my nephew James has been playing it with the multiplayer on. And he says, people are that good, they just wipe you out. So I'm too soft for that. I'm too chicken. I'm too old. But when you kill her as well, she drops slabs, upgrades, loads of weapons, and load of good gear. So when you worry that you've got these 3 lives, you've got to get back to the tunnel so you don't lose them. So there's a lot of risk-reward element to it. There's 4 areas... and 4 time zones. So each area is on this island called Black Reef, and each area is totally different. One's a snowy area, one's more like a town area, one's like an open area with an observation point and a beach area. It's very clever how they've done it. The enemies are quite clever as well. The AI is intelligent. They'll go into cover, they'll hide. When they spot you, they'll alert other enemies and they all come running at you and swarm you. And that's when it gets harder, because once you get swarmed, that's when you take a lot of damage. So, yeah, so you can get person upgrades. They're called trinkets. You can carry 4 at once. They come in the usual grey, blue, purple for the quality of them. You can get gold weapons, which I've got 2 now. They're sort of like... mainly story driven, and also you have to do a bit of puzzle solving to find the gold weapons. There's 1 gold weapon which I use all the time, which is superb. It's like 2 pistols, and then you can click it together and it makes a submachine gun, and it is so powerful, it's badass. It's a bit overpowering, actually. Like 2 shots and the enemy's dead. You can get trinkets for your weapons, so you can have each weapon's got 3 slots on it, and you can have trinkets so you can increase magazine capacity. You can increase stopping power. You can decrease recoil. Things like that. So there's a lot of depth to it. A lot of adjustments you can make to the upgrades. It's just a fascinating game. I'm absolutely hooked on it. I want to play it now. I want to end the podcast and play it now. So I know I'm so close to finishing it. Graphically, it looks amazing. The PS5 graphics on this are just top notch. I don't know about the PC version. I've not heard anything about it, if it runs well or not. The audio is really good. The story is quite good. There's a lot of humour in it. The character, what you play, Colt, is quite funny. And the banter he has with Juliana, who's on screen, I was just pushed him in the hole. There's a lot of good banter between them two, because them two are the only people who remember after the loop. All the other characters and the visionaries, they don't remember. Once the day starts again, they just think it's that same day. There's only you two who remembers the Groundhog Day sort of thing.
Cool.
So, yeah, so it's a fascinating game. I highly recommend it.
I was going to say, what about your PS5, Mark? Are you happy with the console?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I love it. Yeah. I, I, I haven't stopped playing it since I got it. Because yeah,
do you think it's quite loud still though?
Loud? No, mine doesn't peep. Fan-wise,
yeah,
I've not heard mine at all.
But I don't. I do know some say that they hear coil whine. In the PS5.
No, I've not heard of it.
I think sort of wind it up.
I don't know if it's the game, but I have had a little bit of stick drift already. The left stick, I don't know if it's sticking. Sometimes when I'm on the menu on Deathloop, the cursor will just like start moving down on its own, and I have to like touch the stick. I don't know if that's a game being oversensitive or if it's my controller. I did a Google search, and a lot of people are having trouble with stick drift on PS5 controllers.
Oh, are they?
I've not had any
problem. I've got two at the minute. I just can't get used to that right trigger. You know, and there's like halfway point on the right trigger. Yeah. It's like it automatically kicks in, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And
only in games what use haptic. So Deathloop does have haptic feedback. Some weapons you don't really feel much resistance. Some weapons you do. And I love it, mate. You just feel like you're pulling a proper trigger. And then when you get hit, you can feel the shocks through it. Yeah.
I like, do you know what I really like about a PS5 controller, though? The sounds that you get playing. Only silly little things, but so, they play back through you as you're playing. And oh, man, it's awesome. I love that.
So when Juliana's on the radio to you, and when you're listening to audio recordings in the world, just like on the PS4, The voice comes through the little speaker in the controller, and
that adds that extra dimension.
That's a nice touch.
It just sounds a lot. Yeah, those sounds that come through it are just really, really crisp, aren't they? And if you get like radio communication, it does sound, I suppose, a little bit tinny, and you get that vibe, don't you? I suppose from that. I do like that. It's cool.
There's a nice variety of weapons in Deathloop. So you've got your usual, you've got your pistols, your submachine guns, a big assault rifle, and then shotguns. There's two types of shotguns. There's a normal double barrel, and then there's one with like a rotating drum called the Sherak or Shellac or something, 50-50. That is an ace gun, is that? I love that. So that's one of my go-to guns. But yeah, I highly recommend it. It's an absolute load of fun.
So one thing I just wanted to add, I've just ordered Ride 4. I like to get up and have a good ride in the morning, and four of them, it's just, you know, I can't resist having four. So I'm a great fan of the riding games, and this one even more so because it's so realistic. So the demo that's up at the moment right now, it's on the PS5, funny enough, and they have the clockwork on it wound right up, and it's a home circuit of ours, the Northwest 200 road race. Funny, we drove around it today, and I showed Mike, and then when we came home, and I showed him an onboard, the demo from it, if you can maybe get it there, Mark. And it is 95% photorealistic of the actual circuit. It is just unbelievable watching this. Just looks like it. And it's just, I mean, the uncanny valley is the bikes a little bit here and there, but even Mike thought he was watching real onboard footage. It is just absolutely superb, and if they've given this much attention and detail to the rest of the game and the realism of it, it's just fabulous. So I've literally just went and ordered it there. It's like it's 25 quid, so it's not an expensive game. So I've actually ordered a disc. Imagine I've ordered a disc. So, yeah, Ride 4, if you're a motorsport fan or a bikes fan, I've been blown away by this demo. Absolutely and utterly blown away as how good it looks. So, can't wait. So, I'm hoping that some morning this week I'm going to get a good ride, and it's going to arrive for me, and I'll be able to ride on into the night until I'm exhausted riding.
There's jokes to be made there, but I'm not going to. Hey, Mark. Battlefield 2042.
So the last game I played, I did a little bit last night and a bit this morning. So again, my nephew James, he's actually bought this, pre-ordered it, so he's got access to the beta, but I think it's open anyway now. So I downloaded the beta and thought I'd try it. I'm going to get a lot of hate for this, but I am not impressed.
What's not impressing you?
Right, so the game looks beautiful, sounds beautiful, plays beautiful. It's just Battlefield, isn't it? It's a case of running around in a field, dying, spawn, run, die. And that is
This is exactly what I got from Halo, yeah. Mark. It's just like, I want to see something different now. I'm sick of seeing the same, like, different generations of these games being brought out with different generations of consoles. And it's just the same old shit. And something new. Like The Last of Us was just completely blowing me away as far as video games go. But anyway, sorry, Mark. Stopping you.
There are a few different new toys with different classes to keep it different. But the starting weapons I weren't impressed with the iron sights. The accuracy was crap, or it was my aiming. I managed to kill about 3 people, but I must have died 30 times. And I'm thinking, this is just same as any other fucking online multiplayer. I'm shit at it. There's no point buying it because there's no campaign. Unless I'm going to get online with you guys,
which
is hard to do because we bought Aliens Fire. Well, Greg bought Aliens Fire Team. And trying to get 3 of us together is a nightmare. So trying to get a squad for this is going to be tough. Playing with randoms, they all just fuck off and do their own thing. Half of them don't communicate. And it was just... like, physically, the game is good. It looks good. It plays well. For a beater, it played well. But it's just same old multiplayer crap for me. I'm not that good at it. And it was just a case of... spawn, run, die, over and over again. And I got bored within 20 minutes and turned it off. That's my experience with Battlefield.
Yeah, I this is an interesting holiday time frame because, you know, this has always been, you know, Battlefield, Call of Duty, you know, not even so much Halo, but, you know, those two have been the juggernauts in the holiday time frame. And I really feel like this is the first time this year where both have really big chinks in their armor. Call of Duty's not impressed anybody, from what I understand. Battlefield, I think the lack of single player is going to hurt it. I do think that.
Where Halo will come on top.
It's a possible advantage. We don't know how good it's going to be, but I assume it will be good.
That's what the fans go back to, isn't it? The campaign, I would imagine. If somebody says that they'd just play Halo just for the multiplayer, I'd be really shocked.
There's definitely people out there that do, but I love the firefight stuff within Halo, that kind of thing. So, I digress. So Battlefield 2042, maybe that is a hard wait and wait for it to go on discount before you jump in.
And those who like online shooters, they're gonna love this, but it's just personally not for me.
So. All right, okay. Let's get into some news.
That's me.
Here is the fucking news.
All right, on the news front, not a whole lot going on this past week, but. We did have a couple announcements. Probably the worst, best kept secret, if you will, is the Rockstar releasing the 3 Grand Theft Auto games. So it'll be a definitive edition. So that will be basically re-releasing Grand Theft Auto 3, GTA Vice City, and GTA San Andreas.
Day one purchase for me. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Day one purchase for the chin.
I bought all these 3 trilogies on PS4, but they're the original graphics. So
right.
I'll end up fucking buying these again because I love Vice City. Vice City is just awesome. And the soundtrack is the best soundtrack in the game.
Well, you will get a chance later this year, basically first half of 2022. Mm-hmm. It'll be the Grand Theft Auto, the trilogy, the definitive edition. There you go. That's a mouthful. And that will be out on Switch, PlayStation 4, PS5, Xbox One, Series X and S, and PC.
I can remember going out to buy Grand Theft Auto for my brother. I can't remember which one it was. Which one was it, Mike? It was one of them.
It was Grand Theft Auto 1.
I can remember going out to buy it because he wasn't old enough to get it. So I went out to get it, yeah. Yeah, wow.
All right. Well, the biggest news by far this past week was the final announcement of the final Super Smash Brothers Ultimate Fighter. And that is not Master Chief. It is Kingdom Hearts Sora, who I said who?
No.
Huh? Yeah, but apparently this was a big deal. People have been clamoring for it. So Sora is the 89th playable character, depending upon, I guess, how you count them, to join the lineup. And there you go.
I would like to play this game. I've never played it, but I watched that demo at EGX, and not demo, like the competition, and it looked really good, but I don't know too much about it. I do like Street Fighter, and it's a little bit like that, isn't it, really?
Kind of.
Yeah. Well, cartoon fighty shit, isn't it?
Cartoon fighty shit, yes. That's a good description of Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
You know what we can talk about, though, because that really was the news. There just really wasn't a whole heck of a lot that happened. We're into the holiday season now. I don't really expect there to be a lot more news until we get to really probably the Video Game Awards. So for now, it's really going to be new games coming out. So, Pete, once again, let's talk about games coming out this upcoming week that we can actually buy.
Okay, so this is games between October 10th and 15th. I'm so excited for this one, Back for Blood. Oh, my God. I didn't get to play the open beta, and I really can't wait to play this. So this is on all the platforms, October 12th. Disco Elysium, The Final Cut, which is on pretty much all the platforms from October 12th. Monster Crown. I've just seen the edit that Robin's done. PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC, October 12th. Ori, The Collection, which is on Switch, October 12th. Slender, The Arrival, that's on iOS and Android, October 13th. Dungeon Encounters, which is on PlayStation 4, Switch, PC, October 14th. The Jackbox Party Pack, number 8. This is quite a good game, actually, but to play over Christmas as a with your families. Yeah, so that's on pretty much all of the platforms from October 14th. I don't know what he's played around with there, so I'm just going to read them. The Rift Breaker, PlayStation 5, Xbox, Series X and S and PC, October 14th. Crisis Remastered Trilogy, which is on all the platforms.
I like that.
Crisis Remastered.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, Crisis.
That's a benchmark graphic game for lots of machines.
Still is to this day.
Yeah, beautiful.
Well, that's available on October 15th. Demon Slayer, Kimetsu, what's that? Kimetsu New, oh my God. Anyway, Demon Slayer, that's on all platforms from October 15th. NHL 22, that's on everything from October 15th. The Good Wife. Is that really something? The Good Wife. It's on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC from October the 15th. Is that supposed to be The Good Life? I don't know. I don't know what Robin's played around with.
I did not see the edit this time.
Well, it's dangerous, you know, when he's on the
70s sitcom about people that decided
the
to give
good
up.
I know, yeah.
The actual name of that game is The Good Life, yeah, and it's about you turn into a cat at night and you play as some woman or something. Stu's very excited about it. It looks
all about Pussy.
Oh, so it's going to be shit if Stu's loving it.
Yeah, it will be shit.
There we go. There's a good, I'm glad I corrected Robin.
Thank you. Thank you for correcting me. Keep me right, please.
Hey, so Back for Blood, absolutely. Left for Dead, the sequel. Also, Disco Elysium, The Final Cut. That has me excited. That was a very, very well-received game back on PC. So It's coming to the Xbox and the Nintendo Switch. It's already out on PlayStation. So it is a big kind of RPG turn-based game, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. But there's a lot of choices involved with it. So that's one to put on your radar if you've not experienced it. All right, Robin, let's get into victories achieved, please.
Oh, there's one victories achieved this week. So all you have to do is finish your games, and then we throw your name in a hat after you send a photograph in with the titles and the credits in the background, and you send it at @OC_podcast with the hashtag victory achieved, and we put you in a draw to win $15 or $20, and that's kind of cool. And all you have to do is finish your games. Finish your games, you bought them. And this week, the finisher of a game is on behalf of Emulator, and she is Emily. And another AKA, she's on twitch.tv/ EM_ulator, ULATOR games, Emulator games. And she finished Little Nightmares 2. Thanks, Kev Westerman, for getting that in. So well done. Well done, Emily. That's a great little game. I love that. It's Little Nightmares 2. I haven't played Little Nightmares 2. No, I don't know if it's...
Yeah, I played one. One's great. Yeah.
One was great. So well done. And Greg, this is the sound of you being jealous of me being in the same hot tub as you, and but this time with Mike.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. Fuck off.
Love it. Oh, we missed Nicole. All right. We are at that point in the show. We are going to wrap things up and let Robin get into beating the two of them at pool. But if you've made it this far, thank you so much. Join us next week. We are absolutely going to be here again on Sundays, probably a different mix of crew. I know for sure I won't be here. I am off to a wedding for my niece, but we'll be on Facebook. We'll be on Twitch. We'll be on YouTube. We're everywhere. We're on Twitter. We're every conceivable place you possibly could imagine. We are probably there, even in your closet. Don't look now, but we're probably there. Yeah. All right, Pete, now that you took a drink, give a shout out.
Okay, I'm going to shout out the people that are in the chat tonight. So we've got not just ourselves, but Boomer, who's a regular every single week. Well done for turning up and getting involved in the chat. Edelinar, Lacey Lou, with a lot of X's, and another TV viewer, which I'm sure is maybe a bot. I don't know. Anyway, so thank you to them. A big thank you to my family, including Mike and Tara, for being a massive support to me and the rest of us last week. Yeah, man, big love. I appreciated it. It was a
big love. Big love.
Real quickly, Pete, you did miss Rolling Ninjas was in the chat.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Give a shout out to DJ Big Smooth.
Mm. Oh, I can't see those. Why can't I see those?
Those probably came through the Restream bot.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there we go. So that's pretty much me. Yeah. Shout out to Mike and Tora and the rest of the family that helped out last week. So it was a bit shit, but there we go. That's me, Mark.
So I want to shout out the Seal podcast because I've caught up on my joysticks and chill and I listened to Robin's solo show from last week. Thanks, Virgin Media bastards. So I'm catching up on my Seal podcast now. I'm joining them guys. And surprise, I'm normally late to the party, but Pilcher's joined them. So I didn't know that. So that was a nice surprise. They're carrying on doing a great show. So a great listen if you like video gaming podcasts. Shout out to you guys, to Pete, and having to clean up the aftermath of the beef. To Shell and Kira. I hope they get well soon after their crash. Just... all you guys, so over to you, Robin.
To Shell, and I hope she's doing better soon. That's horrible being a car crash. I just want to thank you guys. Yeah, I love this stuff, and I want to thank these guys behind me here playing pool right now. They've been great guests. They haven't really broken anything yet. I'll have to take inventory to see what's been stolen after they've gone.
I would. Yeah. She's absolutely really dodgy.
So. She is dodgy. Totally.
So I'm kind of sad at the same time, but kind of happy to see them go. So it's been good, and friends are good. So and I'll see you next week, I suppose. So. Later, guys. Mike, you want to say goodbye?
Oh yeah, sorry, I'm just stealing this. Nice to see everyone. Mark, nice to see you, Greg. Nice to see you, bro.
Nice to see you, nice.
Always good to see you. Thank you, Robin, for having us.
Yeah.
And we've enjoyed being the background entertainment tonight. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Take next those time. Records away.
Yeah. Next time with your clothes off, please. All right. A shout out to the Triple Chins. It was fun having literally the family on. obviously, Pete, we do wish your family well and speedy recovery. Shout out to everybody who is part of the community. We're constantly reminded, especially when days like this, when we have friends visiting, that we're made over video games, just how great this community is. And it is upon that that I will ask that you donate to Extra Life. We're doing it again this year. I officially got my page up and running today. So November 6th, I will be doing the Extra Life charity event again, 24 hours gaming through for the VG Hub team. And so, yeah, there's that. That being said, Halloween is coming. I am ready. I'm so excited for Halloween this year. I guess I got nothing else. Let's call it a show. Wrap it up, Mark.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.